to listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. I am most concerned about the weather in Minneapolis today because the Twins home opener is tomorrow, Target Field, 3:15. And I'm going to go down there, Kev. I'm going to go down there, take one for the team. You and Todd and, you know, Daniel.
Always willing to put yourself
up there.
Exactly right. Now, I know some in the audience are going, you're going to a baseball game?
Yeah.
Why would you go to that cancel culture outfit? Well, I don't know. Do you think we should take it out on the Twins? That Major League Baseball is woke? I'm not going to take it on the Twins. That, you know, the suits in Major League Baseball are being stupid.
I'm just going to say my passion will not be as elevated as it has been in previous years.
For all of baseball.
For all of baseball. For the Twins included. Same with the thing with the NFL. Same's the deal with the NBA this year. I'm just not into it.
Let me ask both of you a question. It might seem a little highbrow, a little kind of snooty, a little cerebral. Do you think, having had our eyes opened about how some of these major sports organizations work, NFL encouraging the kneeling for the flag would be one example. Baseball and, you know, again, along with Coca-Cola, Delta, Facebook, Google, J.P. Morgan, Microsoft, Patagonia, Porsche Cars, Salesforce, Twitter, United Airlines, UPS, Viacom, and CBS is a partial list of companies speaking out against, again, having integrity in our elections, because that's all Georgia's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything different than how many other states have done. Do you think it's all what's the word I'm looking for? I hate the word karma because it seems ungodly. But just an eye-opening experience for all of us to see what's really important. Is that too, am I reading too much into it? Like, you know, there's people who live and die on football. NFL
right.
football.
Yep. Yep.
There's people who a large part of their life is consumed by, you know,
the Lakers.
Fantasy baseball.
Yeah, whatever. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Or whatever. And now they're kind of going, gosh, this doesn't really fit my life. This doesn't fit my values. This doesn't. Do you think it's sort of like a good thing is what I'm getting at, that we're having this eye-opening experience about these groups? Todd, you first, then Kep.
What? You know, I'll just say,
Kevin, you go.
Go ahead.
I'm shaking my head so hard it's going to fall off.
Are you worn out by it all?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Both are.
I mean, it's refreshing.
What was accomplished by pulling out of Georgia? What was accomplished?
Nothing.
Well, no, they can stand up and say, "See, I mean, we heard the mob on our social media, which was all bots." And we listen to the people, so we're gonna stand up against that.
And so rather than give lots of economic opportunity, lots of jobs to a predominantly African American metro, in the name of trying to do better for African Americans, they've gone to a metro.
You're right, but they don't care. They don't care about the opportunity that would have come from the All-Star game being there. Kev, your take?
Well, they ought to.
I agree. They should.
Sports has always been and should be an oasis from everything.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the reason we have Sunday at noon. It's the reason we have Thursday night NBA.
Spice to life.
I don't want sports in my politics, nor do I want politics in my sports. If they were smart, they would shut up. They would leave it alone. They would play the game and do their job. But they don't. They want to be all woke. And they want to be all on their knee, and they want to watch Kaepernick do his thing, which is a completely false and lie. I mean, it's all a lie.
Yeah.
Oppressed. Tell me one person of color in this country that doesn't have every opportunity that any other person of color doesn't have.
Well, and
I'll wait.
Yeah, no, I think there's some examples of that, but I think it's way better today than it was a year ago. I think it's way better today than it was 50 years ago. We've gotten better on that all the time. We're not perfect. I think most of the quote-unquote oppression is self-inflicted wounds from playing victimhood.
Yep.
Which, by the way, white professors, that's what they peddle, man.
You bet.
You're paying your kids, if they're in college, You're paying the school for them to go to be told that they are really bad people, and that victimhood is a good thing. That, you know, Native Americans, that's why we got to get rid of the Sioux name, because that is right? Using these people, and they are victims of this. You know, it's. But I'm trying to get at, guys.
It's okay to play the Masters in Georgia yet, though. That's all right.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Point. Interesting.
And who was it? Sports.
Who was it? I think Marco Rubio. Little Marco Rubio had a great tweet yesterday against the Major League Baseball guy saying, "Oh, I see you're not canceling your membership at Augusta.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have your little golf game, and that's fine, but you're going to cancel All-Star Baseball."
Fantastic.
But you know what I like about this, guys? We're waking up to all of this.
Yep.
We're awake, and you know what? Is baseball and football and professional sports in general as important as we've made it out to be as a country? No. It is a good add-on. It's a good diversion. I'm with you, Kevin. A little spice of life, noon on Sunday. Watch the game. I grew up doing it.
Yeah.
Some of my best memories are, you know, in my uncle's living room, who just passed away, Laverne's living room, on the farm in Canby, watching Dallas Stars, Minnesota Vikings, okay? Fran Tarkington, you know, George Foreman, the whole deal. But I don't care anymore, because it's become an agenda to try and tell me I'm stupid and they know better. And I think more people are waking up to that.
A mentor of mine, and it's kind of a radio thing too, has taught me, you're never hurt by what you don't say. And professional sports needs to wake up to that. They are shooting themselves in both feet. I have four words for all the professional sports and any of the college teams and college programs that are signing on to this too. Shut up and play.
Or shut up and sing.
Shut up and sing.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand.
Shut up and act.
I love your voice. When you sing, when you talk, you're obviously the stupidest person in all of the arts.
Stop talking.
Just shut up. I don't care what you think about, you know, Donald Trump. I really don't.
Just play.
You got a good voice and play. Speaking of which, do we like Eric Church, guys?
I love Eric Church.
I'm a big Eric Church fan. Todd, are you an Eric Church fan?
I'm on board.
He's coming to Grand Forks. The Alaris Center got him on October 1st as part of I guess they call it In the Round, the Gather Again Tour. Thank you, Eric Church.
Nice.
Because some of country music has become woke. We can't go out. We can't do concerts.
It's funny. No, I'll actually back you up on that. Most of country music is saying, yes, we can go out. The rest of the music world is saying no.
Yeah, exactly.
Maroon 5 canceled.
Yeah.
But all the country, Nashville said enough. They've hired, all the tours are going, all the festivals
finally,
are going. They
took
enough.
A little longer than I'd like, but you're right.
Country music was better than prove the point they wouldn't have sold very many tickets anyway because they're an overrated band. And, did I say that out loud?
Oh. The Maroon 5 thing is, it's, you know, just so woke, it's unbelievable.
That's it.
How many times did they cancel concerts now, Maroon 5?
Oh, I don't know. All of them have canceled numerous shows.
But different rounds,
times.
They said, oh, we're going to reschedule and they cancel again. So
this is the second cancellation.
I'm canceling Maroon 5. I'm just saying.
Yeah, good.
They've been canceled. But I'm excited for the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. I was a proud supporter of the Alaris Center when it was not so popular there to build that. Mayor Pat Owens, Mayor Mike Polovitz, rest his soul. Lots of pieces of their rear ends missing over that battle over the Alaris Center. And when a concert like this comes, you go, yeah, I think it was the right thing to do. 55-city North American tour kicking off this fall. Madison Square Garden finale in spring 2022. Tickets on sale Friday, May 7th. So you got a little while there. What else do I want to tell you? Today's a big day in the North Dakota State Legislature because they are actually going to vote on House Bill 1323, which in my mind has become a catch-all for overreach by unelected bureaucrats. There's a fellow by the name of Scott Meyer. You guys know Scott Meyer? He's a state senator from Grand Forks. Sharp guy, young guy, good up-and-coming leader. And he tells me there are three appropriation bills today, HB 1323 on the top of the calendar, the 14th order. So fourth bill voted on today. So this bill probably around 1 o'clock today. So you have until 1 today to Google who your senator is, to call the state legislature, just find this in your search engine, easy to find. And he did give me permission to share an email that came from a gentleman in Grand Forks. This fellow's name is Joel Waltz. Do you guys know who Joel Waltz is? He's an MD. Mm-hmm. He's a doctor. He is the state county health officer. Let me ask you, have you ever voted for a state county health officer? Do you ever remember voting?
No.
Me either. I don't.
Nope.
I don't. No. So never been on a ballot. Because he has MD behind his name, he knows better than you. And he is opposing this bill, the state county health officer, for the following reasons. You ready? Here's his note to senators. I oppose the limitations this bill would place on an important decision maker like a county health officer. By the way, he's the county health officer. So he could have just said, somebody really important like me. Important decision maker. Like a county health officer. I feel this is a bad bill that should not pass.
I matter, dang it!
Thank you for considering. Ladies and gentlemen, there right there is the reason to vote for this. Because that's exactly what should not happen. People that are unaccountable to the voters, influencing decisions of governors, mayors, and county commissioners, right there. They think they're important. They think they're more important than you. And they've never been on a ballot. And you know what? That's why you can't go to graduations. That's why I'm going to a Twins game that normally would be jam-packed to the rafters tomorrow afternoon with, what, 45,000 people? It'll have 9,999 people in me in the entire Target Field because of, I'm sorry, really, really, really self-important people like that that are really unimportant in the grand scheme in my mind. So 1323, big fat yes. Tell your senator.
I think it's a very tough decision.
It's almost comical, just all of these hits that keep falling, moving the All-Star game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African-American to a metro area that's 10% African-American that has less early voting days than Georgia has.
I could not associate myself with Major League Baseball that had gone out and done something that was absolutely ridiculous.
I can think of nothing more energizing to help advance our recovery and to boost our economy than by bringing the 2021 Midsummer Classic back to the Mile High City.
They've caved to the cancel culture and the woke mob on this, and there's no question about that. I think the hypocrisy is just running rampant.
I support whatever judgment they make, but it's the best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop, stop it.
I think he also supports having cornflakes for breakfast, and that's the most important decision he'll probably make today because other than that, Kamala Harris is making all the calls and a lot of other woke people.
Will there be pudding with dinner?
And by the way, I have high-placed sources that tell me that the Biden administration is actively engaged right now in the potential shutdown of DAPL.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And most of the consultation between the federal court has been with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on this, because remember, there is an order right now to shut it down that has been stayed, and they're revisiting that on Friday. Kevin Cramer has a tweet out right now that I hope Doug Burgum, our governor, Brent Safford, our lieutenant governor, Doug Goring, our fine ag commissioner, Wayne Stengem, I know is engaged on this because he wrote a letter about it saying, hey, have you heard of states' rights? Have you heard of states' rights, people?
Are you new?
So I'm glad he's doing that. Doug Boring and Wayne Stengem and, of course, Doug Burgum are part of the Industrial Commission. And I believe, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. Why we are not having high-level sit-downs between Governor Doug Burgum, other members of the Industrial Commission, and Chairman Mike Faith of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, as well as Chairman Mark Fox of the Mandan Hidatsu Arikara tribe, MHA Nation, is beyond me. Is beyond me. Now, last time I asked the governor about this, he said, well, if Mike Faith does this, he might get beat in the next election. Well, he could get beat anyway. Any elected leader that takes some sense of leadership on an issue that might not be important has the risk of being defeated in an election. That's not a reason not to do it. So pay very close attention to this, folks. Wayne Stengem has written a letter I didn't know about until I saw Kevin Cramer's tweet yesterday. But I applaud Wayne Stengem. He's exactly right. And I would hope Julie Fedorchuk, Brian Crocius, Randy Chrisman, who, by the way, Public Service Commission members elected by us as North Dakotans, said that pipeline can go there. So at what point is somebody going to say, you know what, federal government, pound sand. Pound sand. Go read the Constitution. We have something called the 10th Amendment. Go away. Public Service Commission should say that. Our Industrial Commission should say that. And most importantly, Governor Doug Burgum needs to lead on this issue. The time for nicey-nicey playing footsie is gone. Have some conversations with these people. Use the capital you've built up. Get to work. Because Friday, the Biden administration may just shut this down. And if they do, Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for round two of the DAPL protests. Get ready for it. It's going to happen. One other thing on my mind, and then I'm going to go to the calls today. I had an interesting conversation this morning with Mike Monpleasure. Mike is the finance director for Cass County, North Dakota's most populous county. And I asked him about a canvassing board issue where they found 335 votes late because of a little slip up on election day. And, you know, they found it, but it does make you go, oh, well, this is happening here too. No elections impacted by it. And he explained it well, but that's why I talked to him. But I said, hey, are we going to go back to normal elections now? Or are we going to use some of this COVID era elections where you mail out ballots and you mail out ballot apps and you do all this woke stuff? Because you think people are too stupid to go to the polling place, show an ID and say, I am who I am, and I'd like to vote now. What's going to be our plan going forward? He tells me two things. One, they have an election committee meeting coming up next week. I plan to be there so I can listen to this. But you should ask your county auditor and your county commissioners, what's happening in the next election? What's going to go on? Because the next thing he told me was very alarming. You know what he told me? The city of Fargo is pressuring the county for all mail-in voting. Let me repeat that. The city of Fargo is pressuring the county of Cass for all mail-in voting. So I pressed a little further. Who from the city of Fargo is doing this? Are they speaking for the city of Fargo? I said, I don't know, but it's Commissioner Arlette Preston. Commissioner Arlette Preston should be recalled from the Fargo City Commission. If she thinks we need all mail-in balloting, all mail-in voting, because she's got one thing in mind, and it aligns very well with the Biden administration. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. We're going to talk with Dr. Mike LeBeau, president of Sanford Health Bismarck Region, talk about the new Williston Hospital, and also whether or not his recommendation for a full open economy in North Dakota remains. Yesterday inundated us with wonderful suggestions for a pastor to join the show today to pray for rain for our farmers, ranchers, and to reduce the fire hazard. Pastor Andy Veith, senior pastor Bethel Church, nominated by a bunch of folks yesterday. We'll have him on the show. And also the documentary filmmaker Matt Fern on the seven-year effort behind a new documentary called Fighting Over Sue. If you're a member of the Inforum digital product, you get that movie for free, which I am, and I'm looking forward to watching it. But we'll talk to the filmmaker today. Chad and Dickinson, tell me what's on your mind at 258-0550. Give us a call. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Scott. Got a good story for you. I have a couple minutes.
So, of course, for you, Chad. Give me the story. Lay it on me.
Last year, I took that stimulus check government sent me, and I gave our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy a call. And so last year, about November 11th, on Veterans Day, I had two great veterans installing a flagpole in my front yard. And Jim noticed that my wife does a daycare, and we informed him we're going to have the kids stand, look out the front window at Old Glory there and say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. And he was excited about that. And, Jim, I hope you're listening this morning because I got something even better for you. One of our daycare moms informed my wife this morning that at the second bell, we live right across the street from a school here in Dickinson that's named after a former president. On the second bell, when the kids line up, the supervisors have all the older fourth and fifth graders turn around at our flag and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's a scene that I could picture in my mind that brings a tear to my eye. Number one, what a patriot. You said, I got this check. I didn't ask for this check, but I'm going to do some good with it. I'm going to call Jim the flagpole guy and put up a flagpole. That in and of itself is great. Then the daycare kids involved, then the students from the elementary school across the street. God bless you. That's fabulous. What a good use of those dollars. And you know what? I say turn in your Patriot card if you don't have a flag up. I'm just sorry. You got to do that. And Jim is the most amazing guy. He's got stories like that everywhere. Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call him at 701-571-FLAG. Great commercial for our good friend Jim the Flagpole Guy. Chad, thanks for sharing that story. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
For years, Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work, but I don't climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All I want to do is put a drink in my hand.
That would be Eric Church. We're doing a little Eric Church today in celebration of the fact he's coming to North Dakota as part of a 55-city North American Arena Tour kickoff that's going to have a finale at Madison Square Garden. It's called the Gather Again Tour, and there's a lot of meaning in that.
I'm waiting for somebody to come out with a no mask, no problem tour. Kenny Chesney, somebody. You know what I'm saying, Todd?
Right.
I'm going.
And I bet Jody Hodgson at Ralph Engelstad Arena is going, dang it! And same with...
No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no problem.
Yeah. Same with our friend at the Bismarck Event Center. Why is his name escaping me right now? And Todd, who I'm talking about. Great guy at the Bismarck Event Center.
Yeah.
Manager there.
Drawing the same blank.
But. Oh, good. I'm glad somebody else is drawing a blank. And same thing with the Fargo Dome.
Yep.
Going, darn it anyway!
And a lot of it depends on routing, on costs, on different things for venues. There's goes into it.
Right. And they are going to Winnipeg a day after they're at the Alaris Center. So, so it's Alaris Center, Grand Forks, on the 1st of October. Tickets go on sale May the 7th. Friday, May 7th, okay? Hey, we're brought to you part today by our friends at Pucklett, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And I got a Buick today. Todd can tell you the Buick LaCrosse is a nice ride. 73,000 miles is all on this. It's the pre-owned 2013. 73,000 miles. This spent a lot of time in the garage.
Barely broken in.
Exactly. It's got the Ecotec 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine. Great gas mileage. Steve Roberstall got it to Green Bay, Wisconsin on a single tank of gas. He'll do that sometimes. 40 miles per gallon on this thing.
Wow.
Are you
nice.
Kidding me? It got an eye-catching red paint, pristine cashmere tan leather interior, great features, heated seats, keyless entry, premium auto package, single owner trade-in, sold by Pucklett. They do that so well at Pucklett. This is the Valley City store, $12,495 regularly. For our listeners today, $11,500. I'm almost thinking I should send my daughter to Arizona. That'd be a good car for, the kids going off to college, right?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not sending her with a vehicle because it's Arizona, I just want to be a little, take the monorail. Just stay on campus. You don't need to go anywhere, right? For a freshman, right? Maybe that's a sophomore perk.
Dad.
Yeah, exactly right. And also today on the program, I want to thank our fine sponsors at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and his team get it done every day. Any anniversary, birthday, celebration of any kind, really suggest the gift cards because then you can say the robes, the MyPillow slippers are brand new, the sheets, the towels, the pet beds, every one of them. Plus, when you use the gift card and my promo code Scott at MyPillow.com, voila, you save even more. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Our next guest is the president of Sanford Health Bismarck Region, Dr. Mike LeBeau. Got some big news in Williston to share with us today, and a few other things we're going to catch up on. Dr. LeBeau, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
Doing really well. Good to catch up with you again. We're just talking about the Gather Again Tour. Eric Church starting a big concert in October. Actually, starts September. It'll be in North Dakota in October. And, we're starting to see mask mandates lifted, mask guidelines lifted. I think the last time we talked with you on the air, you said some version of the most important thing to Sanford Health and, for that matter, rural health care is that the economy open up again. Is that still your view?
Yeah, I still really feel that, Scott. I think as we look forward, we want to keep things moving. Obviously, we want to keep track of our numbers. We've had a slight uptick in COVID, although hospital numbers have stayed down. While we talk about it, it's our chance to speak to the vaccine. We really believe that the best chance we have of getting everything turned on and getting moving is to get everybody vaccinated.
And in that case, what about mask, no mask? What's your thought of that? I had a conversation with the lady that gave me a shot, Sanford Health nurse, I guess, or CNA or whatever the professionals are that are giving the vaccines. And I was there a week or so ago. And I said, I can't wait till my second one so I can just be done with this idea of a mask, right, because I'm vaccinated. She said, you know, CDC doesn't recommend that yet, because I said, well, I'm curious why. And she said, well, because somebody else might not be vaccinated. I said, well, but I'm vaccinated. So isn't that the idea? I can't give it to them. Just confuses me. What is your best advice on the mask, no mask, on social distancing after the vaccine and knowing that our vulnerable population has been vaccinated? What guidelines should we follow?
Yeah, you start to look at, you know, that CDC. It is a confusing time. In fairness to everybody, you know, we don't really have any old data we can look back at and say, this is what has been proven. So the CDC is continuing to soften. You can see now if you're fully vaccinated, they say it's fine to travel. If everybody is vaccinated, it's okay to go without masks. If the majority of folks are vaccinated and it's low risk, it's okay to go without masks. And so I suspect what you'll see from the CDC is a continued push to, once you're vaccinated, masks are not required. There's still some data that they're working out. But, you know, going forward, obviously, in our healthcare settings, we still want people to wear masks. When you come into the hospital and you're sick, we don't know who's vaccinated or not. But overall, I think if we're looking into smaller groups and we know people are vaccinated, you know, the CDC is going to tell us. We don't have to wear them.
But when I hear you say the economy should be open, it is a full capacity, it should be back open, we're watching the numbers, we're paying attention to it, I hear a very different message than I hear from most of healthcare or the CDC. Why is it you are so bold on the economy reopening being the most important thing ultimately to healthcare delivery in North Dakota?
I think as long as we're leading with data and as long as we're taking safeguards to make sure that we're not being reckless, I really believe in my heart that as we look to go forward, I think it's good for all of us to turn on. I think all of us have felt the pain and suffering of COVID, not only from a health standpoint, but an economic standpoint. And when we start to look at what we're going to build going forward, I think it's important that we take the steps to continue to be a healthy economy.
And without a healthy economy, there will be less access to health care, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's as people are turning on jobs, as employers are able to open up and get everybody back in, there's more people with insurance. You know, one of the downsides of COVID is people are not coming in for their regular scheduled health care. Their health screenings, you know, including colonoscopies, mammograms, and the effect of that is devastating long term. And so, you know, as the economy goes, as people have health insurance, as people return to regular health care, we feel that as a healthcare group that we're able to better serve the needs of people's health.
Is there any limitations to that when you say full open? In other words, I'm just talking about a concert that's coming to the Alaris Center. Now, it's not till October, right? And I see, by the way, the same Eric Church concert is going to be in Sioux Falls at the Denny Sanford Premier Center on January 8th, for instance. I mean, like a Fargo Dome full of people, an Alaris Center full of people. I'm going to the Twins game tomorrow. They're limiting it to 10,000. Is that still appropriate?
I think as we look out, that's kind of the great unknown, is what happens to these big events. That's why it's so important as we push. And for me, obviously, there's that benefit of that vaccine for each of us. It's going to decrease our mortality. It's going to decrease the risk that we get COVID. It should give us herd immunity over time. It really is at that point of herd immunity that we're going to start to feel much more comfortable with the big event. You start to look, the NFL feels like they're going to be able to have full stadiums by fall. That's what they announced. The NBA feels that by next season that they're going to have full stadiums. And so it's with the expectation that, you know, people are getting vaccinated and that we do get that herd immunity. That's the real long-term key for us to get turned on and get back to normal.
And speaking of vaccines, you know, some people call and say, hey, the CDC didn't do their normal protocol with this. It was rushed. I'm worried about it. Is there any reason to worry about the vaccine from your perspective as a healthcare leader?
Yeah, definitely not. You know, that mRNA technology of the vaccines is many years in the making, very clean. It's probably the most precise vaccine that's been turned out. But one of the most unique things about this process was the amount of dollars spent to get this done in a timely manner. and all of the resources put in. It was the same number of hours that it took. It was just able to be concentrated into a smaller time frame. And so it was very, very expensive to do it. But it really, like I said, we feel it's very, very safe. And when you start to look at numbers at 6 months, people still have pretty significant antibodies. And so at 6 months, it looks good. And the safety protocols all look very good in the real world.
So as we see those antibodies remaining from the vaccine, we're going to get a comfort level on, again, some of the COVID protocols being able to go away, because that's the unknown. How long do those antibodies stay in each of us, right?
Yeah, and that is the unknown. I mean, it's very good news that at 6 months, the antibodies still look very robust. That's with the Moderna. More to come, right? And so over the next 3 to 6 months, we'll just continue to follow antibodies. And we get asked about, you know, are we going to get a booster shot? I don't think anybody knows timing of booster shots or anything yet. And we'll just have to just keep being flexible as we move through this process.
I also want to ask you about a big announcement. City of Williston, Sanford Health, signing a letter of intent. And the plan right now to enhance healthcare services in western North Dakota and eastern Montana by building a new hospital and clinic. I mean, that's not every day that happens. Also going on the site of the former airport, which is going to be a great redevelopment area for Williston. Talk a little bit about the significance of this, Mike.
Yeah, we couldn't be more excited. We've had the opportunity to be working with the city now for the last 2 years. Their vision of what they see Williston is really what we see. We see continued growth. We see the strength of the Bakken. You know, that economy is solid. They've got a nice base, and they really have excellent momentum. From our perspective, we see Williston, Sanford is a regional hub. We're going to offer full services in Williston, and with the plan then that we service Northwest North Dakota and Eastern Montana. Similar to what they see themselves and how they've become a trade center. We can't wait to be part of the community. We got to announce our board this week. We actually have 9 members on a local board to get that local input as we start to build our product. And our plan is, you know, LOI is signed, and we hope that by the end of the summer we have definitive agreements and we'll actually have a plan of a full construction build, and over the next couple of years, we'll become the town.
That's a big deal for Western North Dakota. There's no doubt about it, and in the community as well, just on the location, because that was always the plan to have that just blossom in that spot. And the new airport's fantastic. So now to redevelop the old airport site's great. It's good news for Williston. We'll finish up with Dr. Michael LeBeau, President and CEO, Sanford Health, Bismarck.
It's time.
Got to tell you about a great homegrown company called Advanced Business Methods, the place we go when we need to upgrade our copiers, printers, office equipment. Employee-owned, based right here. That means your money stays in the community, which is kind of nice. They're West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. I don't know about you, but I'm being more purposeful about local purchases all the time now.
I am too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done with the boxes coming in. Why would I pay for a box to come in from Jeff Bezos so that he can, write stuff that absolutely does not in any way, shape, or form represent who I am or what I stand for, right? It's just fake news. It's unbelievable. So deal with these local folks. And if you want to find out more about ABM, go to abmnow.com. abmnow.com. Yeah, I like this song.
Pumped for this show. When do tickets come on sale again?
May 7th.
May 7th.
Me too.
Right.
You know what I like? It's in the round.
Yeah.
Remember Rod Stewart in the round?
I do.
Who else was in the round? Did Billy Joel do an in the round show?
Nope. Neil Diamond was in the round.
Neil Diamond was in the round. Yep. That was one of the best of the best.
Yep.
I think
those
also
were the two main ones at the Dome that I remember.
I remember one at the Alaris Center. I think it was, the married couple. Tim McGraw and
Faith Hill.
Yeah.
Yep, that was in the round.
Yeah, that was
up there.
Really good, too. Absolutely. Back with Dr. Mike LeBeau, is the president and CEO of Sanford Health Bismarck Region, talking a little bit about big news today about bringing care closer to home, enhancing healthcare services. That's a big part of the vision for Sanford. So, obviously, what you're doing in Williston fits with everything else, and access to healthcare is so critical. It really is. I mean, look at the VA situation. Just tough deal. You've got to get, which is one of the reasons I love the expansion idea that would percolated during the Trump administration to say, why shouldn't a VA be able, VA, you know, patient slash veteran be able to go into Sanford Health, get the care he needs, rather than, you know, these pinprick locations that are just a long ways away. So, Williston having a hospital and a clinic from Sanford Health is big. Talk a little bit about the overall access issue, bringing care closer to home. Are you expect to see more of this? I mean, we're going to see more Williston's. We're going to see more of this from Sanford Health, Mike?
Yeah, we sure hope so. It really is our mantra. I mean, it starts right from the top, right from Bill Gaston, our CEO, that care should be delivered close to home. We think that care is a local property. It's something that a city owns. We're excited to have that local input into what healthcare should look like. But most importantly, I mean, living next to a wheat field should not lead to decreased health care. And when you start to think about how long it takes to transport a patient from Western North Dakota to the areas that deliver the higher level of care, it's just too long. And it actually affects outcomes, and it affects, you know, that long-term outlook for that patient. And so we think it's incumbent upon us to deliver care close to home, meaning that, you know, if you're from 50 miles from Williston, we should be able to do the majority of your care right in Williston. It's just it's better for patients, and long term, I think it's better for us as we continue to expand our outreach and continue to offer services in more areas.
I remember when MeritCare became Sanford in Fargo, and there was a great deal of consternation and hand wringing about, you know, okay, does this mean we're losing something? Is there going to be community input? How do you handle that when you put a hospital in a new community to keep that local flavor?
Well, our first order of business, Scott, was we actually appointed a local board. We have up to 15 we'll put on the board. We're starting with 9. We have a little room for growth. We have a great swath in the community, some longtime leaders, some up-and-coming leaders, and just really a nice mix of folks in the community. We're going to be meeting with them monthly. We're going to ask them what their thoughts are. We're going to be out in the community and really look for the needs. We look at behavioral health services. You know, we want to be able to be part of the group. We're not going to solve it by ourselves, but we think as we work with the city and the county, Department of Health, we can help be at the table to have solutions to solve that problem. When you start to think about trauma and all of the stuff that goes on out, we can't wait to be part of it. But you got to have the local leadership. You got to have the local voice. And we got to feel, the community has to feel that we're there for them and that, you know, we're really part of that community.
Very, very interesting. And by the way, I don't think there's anybody anywhere that doesn't think ultimately the merger with MeritCare or the whatever it was a bad thing for healthcare. I think that is now very obvious. And you look back and say, gosh, I'm surprised that was even a debate. But, you know, it concerns communities. So I think that's a great way to do it by having that community board and having leaders be part of it as well. Last quick thing here for you, Dr. LeBeau. I trust you. I know as someone that has been out there on the front line of healthcare, saving countless lives as you have as a great kidney doc, that you're not going to tell me anything that you don't believe in your heart of hearts. And so when it comes to the vaccine and your advice on this, that the comfort level is there, that's really the most important thing for North Dakotans right now, for that matter, anybody listening, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana on the program, is that vaccine right now, right? I mean, you're telling us, get this vaccine and don't worry about it.
Yes. I mean, if you look at the track record, we're 6 months in. So far, the safety looks better than about any vaccine that we've ever turned out. The efficacy or the effectiveness of that vaccine is fantastic. And as we look to get rolling and get back to life as we know it and life as we want it in North Dakota, it's by far and away the best tool that we have. And we just cannot wait till we get to the spot that we can truly say we have herd immunity, and now we can get back to where we've been.
Good advice. Dr. LeBeau, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, Scott. Have a great day.
Dr. Mike LeBeau. By the way, did you know he's a Standing Rock enrolled member? Spent a lot of time up in Newtown, so I think folks thought maybe M.A. Chanderson, but no. A Newtown native, Standing Rock enrolled member, now president and CEO of Sanford Health Bismarck. More after this on What's On Your Mind.